He's 12 years old.
The head of Cleveland's police union says the officers involved didn't know that the gun Rice was holding was fake. At question will be whether that information was relayed to the officers from the 911 call. After a 90-day investigation, police will turn the case over to the county prosecutor, who says he'll present it to a grand jury that will decide whether to charge the officer with a crime. For NPR News, I'm Nick Castell in Cleveland.
You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.
Support for agricultural weather comes from the Friends of WILL and from Busey, with strategy planning for future generations to fit individual needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Good Tuesday. Well, I guess it's not Tuesday, is it? It's Wednesday. Good Wednesday. No, it is Tuesday. Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. You just heard a underwriter for the weather. We'll get to that in just a moment after we do some news. First, this: USDA has released its latest crop progress report for the week ending November the 23rd. The numbers look like this. Corn harvested is 94% versus 89% last week, and the five-year rolling average of 92%. Also, soybeans harvested 97% versus 95% last week, and the five-year rolling average of 98%. Production of sugar and ethanol in Brazil's central south region plunged in the first half of November as the harvesting season winds down early because of a drought in the area. Mills in the region processed 23.1 million tons of cane in the first half of the month. That's a decline of 28.5% from the same period a year earlier. Ethanol production dropped 16.4% to 1.1 billion liters. Agrural is reporting that Brazilian farmers had planted 76% of their 14-15 soybean crop as of Friday. That's a progress of some 13 percentage points compared with a week ago. But the lack of blanket rains combined with high temperatures has hindered the development of some crops, and it has fostered caterpillar populations. The situation is not yet critical, but Ag Rural says it bears watching. This morning, private exporters reported to USDA export sales of 116,000 metric tons of grain sorghum for delivery to unknown destinations during the 14-15 marketing year. And the European Commission says it will make all transatlantic trade and investment partnership negotiating documents available to all members of the European Parliament. That's squelching complaints about a perceived lack of transparency. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading 17,799, up 7 points. The NASDAQ, 4,295, up 13 and three quarters. The S&P 500 is 2,069, and it is up 2 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Light snow will move through the Midwest tonight and tomorrow, especially in the western and some south-central portions of the region. Most of this precipitation will come out of the Dakotas and move through Iowa and Missouri into portions of Illinois before falling apart as it moves off further to the southeast. This system is going to be bringing a little punch of cooler air behind it as well, and we don't expect it to be anywhere near as cold as it was last week, but we will still have a cooler bias still prevailing across the region. A dusting upwards to 2 inches of snow will likely come with this event. There may be a couple of counties in the Dakotas that may get a little bit more than that, but the system will move along fairly quickly. It'll be difficult for it to accumulate more substantially than that. We'll look for some lighter snow, maybe snow flurries or snow shower activity occurring across some areas in Indiana and Ohio. And, of course, Michigan will continue to deal with some lake effect snows for a little while. Another disturbance, in fact, two of them, will come across the northern parts of the Midwest as we go from Friday into the weekend. Each one of these disturbances will produce produce a little wave of light snowfall, and most of it will occur from the Dakotas into Michigan. We don't expect it to be very significant to the south of that region. Anywhere from a dusting to a couple of inches may occur with those waves as well. And now we will expect to see a few rain showers occur as we move towards the end of the weekend in parts of the eastern Midwest. This will occur on Saturday afternoon into Sunday morning. The precipitation is going to be disorganized, but there will be at least a little bit of shower activity occurring. Precipitation is going to still continue Sunday afternoon into Monday, may increase just a little bit in Kentucky and southern Ohio before shifting to the southeast out of the Midwest proper. After that, we'll see another return flow of moisture coming into the western Corn Belt. This will take place mostly Monday night into Tuesday, and that sets the stage for the next storm system of size to begin influencing the Midwest. A large Pacific storm system will slam into California as we go through the late weekend and early part of next week. That storm will carry a lot of moisture into the Rocky Mountain region. The storm system itself will break up as it moves across that region. We'll see a little bit of a low pressure center in the upper parts of the Midwest, and probably a new one will form in the lower parts of the region, more likely in Arkansas or the Delta. All of this will take place during midweek next week, and so the Midwest will likely see precipitation develop in quite a few locations. Rain will be more generalized from parts of the lower Midwest into the eastern parts of the Midwest, while snow will probably occur in the upper parts of the region. That system is obviously a week away, so we can't focus on it too much at this point in time. The bottom line for the Midwest between now and the first part of next week is not a bad scenario, but with all the moisture that's in the ground from recent rainfall, we're probably not going to be able to see much progress made in some of the late season harvesting across the region. Our temperatures over the next few days will still have a bit of a cooler bias, but it'll be pleasant, I suppose, for this time of the year. 20s and 30s will be the case in the northern Midwest today, while 30s and 40s occur in the lower parts of the region. Tomorrow, highs will be mostly 30s and 40s across all areas except the far northwest, where the next bitter cold air mass will force temperatures to the single digits and teens in the afternoon tomorrow. That cold air will move through the Midwest as we go from Thursday into Friday. Mostly Thursday will be the coldest day, though. We'll look for teens and 20s in the northern part of the Midwest, while 30s and a few temperatures near 40 will occur in the south. Low temperatures behind this cooler air mass will be impressive in the upper parts of the Midwest, where negative single-digit readings will occur perhaps on Thursday morning, but most of the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest will see 20s that morning. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red winter December wheat, 609 and three quarters, up 5.5. March, 610 and a quarter, up 4.5. December corn, 545 and three quarters, up 3.5. March, 552.5, up 3. December corn, 368 and three quarters, up 1.25. March, 381.5, up 1.25. May, 390, up three quarters. July is 397.5, up 1.25. Go out to December of 15. 412, up 1. January soybeans, 1045, up 11.25. March, 1050.5, up 10.75. May, 1055.75, up 10. July, 1059.5, up 10. December soybean meal, 382.80, up 7.90. December soybean oil, 33.51, up 31. December live cattle, 169.32.5, down 17.5. January feeders are 230.60, but they're down 275. And December lean hogs are 92.20, and they're up 87.5. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, we had our Farm Assets Conference yesterday in Normal, your hometown. What, as you were wandering around, what one thing that you think that you heard of the day that you would like the radio audience to know?
I don't know if I heard one thing. It was just a combination of things. If we're going to store it until prices go up, and you know, that's a great idea, but we need to protect the downside.
Yeah, there is a lot of people thinking that corn is going to be stored on farm, a lot of it on farm, until prices go up, and then there was some talk about that may take a while, right? It might be January, February, might be February, March, April.
Might be April, May, June.
Yeah, might be April, May, June. Meanwhile, futures today, the beans are up today.
Leading the way again, we're up 10 to 12. Yesterday we were down 10 at one time and only closed down 6. It's been a merry-go-round back and forth. You got to remember we hit 1089 last week, and then we went down to 1005. Here we are at 1047 in Jan's. We hit 50. And there's people saying we'll go back to that 11, go a little over it. There's other people saying we'll go back to the 950 area near term. So it's been a back-and-forth day there. Corn's only been up 3 on the high and on the low down 1. We're up 1 to 1.5, and wheat's only up 3. It's been down 3 to up 3.
If you squint your eyes, is there a potential head and shoulders top in the soybean market?
That's what it looks like on the charts, you know, that's what people are talking about, the head and shoulders. And it could be.
What else before we let you go? About 20 seconds.
Sell bounces in beans. Use 15 beans to protect everything on the downside because of more acres supposedly coming here.
Thank you very much, Pete.
Have a good one.
You too. Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. December corn, 369, up 1.5. January beans are 1047.25, and they are up 13.5 and now 1/4. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 9:01 Central Time.